This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. You know those barcodes you see on the side of your cereal box? Well, get ready to see them in a lot of other places, such as the museum or maybe public monuments or even on the front door of your favorite restaurant. You'll be able to use your cell phone to scan those barcodes and get lots of information. David Gorn reports.
San Francisco can be a daunting place. Everyone knows the food can be heavenly, the city can be fun and oh so hip. But how do you know where the cool stuff is? Jonathan Bulkley can tell you how to find out, even though he's across the country in New York.
What our technology does is using the camera on your phone as the navigation device. So you point your camera, and with one click, you go directly to the information that you're looking for.
Jonathan Bulkley is head of a company called ScanBy, which is launching a pilot program in San Francisco. Now, here's where you have to pay attention. The idea is a customer can walk up to a restaurant, for example, that displays a barcode, take a picture of it with a cell phone, and then instantly download a ton of information on that restaurant. Reviews, the menu, the wine list. It's a breakthrough technology, Bulkley says, because it's an entirely different way to navigate the web that completely bypasses using the keypad on a cell phone.
Show people the technology and they just go, wow, when can I use this?
The answer to that is right now. Hundreds of restaurants and businesses across San Francisco are displaying the black and white barcode. This technology has already taken off in Japan, where Bulkley says it's used everywhere. On bus stops, on public monuments, under paintings in museums. Some enterprising young people have printed up T-shirts with personal barcodes on them that link to their MySpace or Facebook pages. As they say, it pays to advertise.
It's a very exciting idea. I love the idea of it. Absolutely love the idea of it.
Julie Osk is a personal technology analyst with Jupiter Research. She says this visual navigation technology could take off over the next 5 to 7 years. Though for the next 3 years or so, she says, there will be a steep learning curve for consumers.
There's a lot of steps between here and what we call mass market. You know, there's a lot of steps and there's a lot of pieces that have to come together for something like this to work.
Only certain types of cell phones with web capability, a high-quality camera, and the downloadable software to access the barcodes can join the system. This particular effort in San Francisco, she says, could falter just because there are too many hurdles in the way of using it. Near Union Square, Ryan Bahadur of San Jose and his friend Darren Bahider of Toronto are looking for a place to eat. They are just the demographic ScanBy wants to capture. Young, tech-savvy, and really hungry.
This place looks tempting, actually.
Bahadur has an iPhone, so he loves the gadgets, but his phone isn't yet compatible with the barcode system. Still, the whole idea strikes a chord with him.
I'd probably try it just because it sounds cool, and I mean, there's a need for that type of information.
But when Bahadur walks down to the barcode outside the restaurant he wants to know about, it's a different story.
Oh, you need software for it. So I don't know if I download the software. That's kind of a drawback.
The makers of ScanBy hope that in the next half year, all new cell phones will come with the software built into them. Until then, some people will download the software and adopt the technology during this pilot run in San Francisco. And once the software is built in, they hope, those little ubiquitous barcodes will become even more a part of our daily lives. For NPR News, I'm David Gorn.